This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Iran State TV says that the country's sole nuclear power plant has undergone a temporary emergency shutdown. An official from the state electric energy company said on a talk show that the plant shutdown began Saturday and would last for 3 to 4 days. He said that outages could result. He did not elaborate, but this is the first time Iran has reported an emergency shutdown of that plant located in the southern city. It went online in 2011 with help from Russia. In March, Iran said the plant could stop working since it couldn't buy needed equipment from Russia because of sanctions, mainly from the U.S. Afghanistan's former president says the United States came to his country to fight extremism and bring stability to his war-tortured nation and is leaving nearly 20 years later after failing at both. In an interview Sunday with the Associated Press just weeks before the last U.S. and NATO troops leave Afghanistan, ending their forever war, Hamid Karzai said extremism is at its highest point and the departing troops are leaving behind a disaster. He says that international community came here 20 years ago with the clear objective of fighting extremism and bringing stability, but extremism is at the highest point. U.S. President Joe Biden's special envoy for North Korea says he hopes to see a positive reaction from the North as soon as U.S. offers for talks after the North Korean leader ordered officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation. Sung Kim, Biden's special representative for North Korea, is in Seoul to speak with South Korean and Japanese officials about the U.S.'s stalled diplomacy with the North over its nuclear program and U.S.-led sanctions. Trilateral talks followed a North Korean political